Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So what I heard, Chris replayed that David Aldridge question and Adam Peters' answer. I think when he referred to the financial situation, I think that's more about the overall salary cap structure and that kind of thing, rather than, you know, the outlay of cash. That's what I would guess from that. But Ralphie, thanks for bringing it up. 301-230-0980. What'd you hear as it relates to Terry in particular, or anything else from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn today? Ben's going to join us at 12, and we'll get what Ben thought. But Tom, thanks for holding. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I always start prefacing my calls now with the name is Redskins, and it never changed. But anyway, to get into the comment, I think this is a unique circumstance where you have this emerging elite quarterback at a top-tier level, and I think that affects the negotiations from the perspective of when they look at the talent at quarterback and the line they built up. They believe they can systematically engineer wide receivers into this scheme and get them to execute. Here's the other thing about Adam Peters. When I look at him, I know that caller Ross a few callers before looks at Adam like a nice, fuzzy nice guy or whatever. I look at him like the same way I look at an insurance company actuarial. He's precise, and I think in athletics, age matters. Age is a huge determinant when you factor in predictable models for signing somebody. So in this particular case, Terry McLaurin's age does matter. So when you do these comparison and contrast, I think that's a huge factor when you look into it. And I think when Peters looks at it and evaluates it, he sees definitely a guy they want to keep, but that model and that actuarial mentality, which makes for actual precision in what they do, looks at and says age is a factor. So I don't look at comparables directly unless you factor in age, and I think that's huge factor, and I think the fact the quarterback plays a role in that.
No doubt. I think your first point, too, everything you said is, of course, true. But your first point goes back to, you know, last week when ESPN came out with that wide receiver list, and Buffalo, Kansas City, and Baltimore didn't have one receiver in the top 10, didn't have one receiver on the honorable mention list, and didn't have one receiver in others receiving votes. There is no doubt that elite high-level quarterback play elevates everything around it, and they get that, you know, and so they're not going to overpay the market when they've got the quarterback they have, especially if the receiver in question is turning 30 years old and perhaps at the back end of the contract, you know, those premiums are going to keep rising to insure them.
I think one more other factor is some of the callers and yourself actually touched on it with Dan Quinn. And I think that I'm not a big believer in all this cultural talk. I believe winning is what matters and hoists the Lombardi. That's my bottom line. But I think with Dan Quinn, Terry's leadership and all these qualities that are on his resume, I think that they would resonate better back in the old days when this team was so dysfunctional from the ownership to the general manager to maybe some coaching issues. But now that you got a guy like Dan Quinn reinforcing this cultural shift in mentality, it actually, in a weird way, devalues that need from Terry.
I totally hear where you're coming from on that, too. Not to mention they have a lot of other players that they've brought in that are high quality culture guys as well. It was much more important in the days of nobody else in the building being of high quality.
Terry.
Yeah, Tom, thanks. Really good call. I appreciate it. I want to get some others in here before we jump to Ben. Chuck in South Carolina. Chuck, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? I'm just going to be real quick about it. From what I gathered out of the press conference, I heard a head coach and I heard a general manager that was very calm. They sound and seem to be honest. And I just felt like they had a plan all along to just take care of free agency and then come back and sign Terry. I don't think, without a shadow of a doubt, I think they really want to sign him, just like they said.
I agree with that.
They want to sign him. You know what I'm saying? I just think they wanted to take care of other business and then come back and sign Terry because they know they need. He's a great character, locker room guy, good. And then you see how the camaraderie that he had with Jaden Daniels. I just can't see them getting Debo and then getting rid of Terry. I feel very confident. And another thing, they're not shady. So I believe in what they said. You know,
well,
what I'm
we
saying?
Dealt with Shady for so long. We know Shady when we see it.
Right.
Chuck, good call. And you know,
the
interesting thing about the Terry situation, I do believe that they are being sincere. They want Terry to be a part of the team on a long-term contract. They also know that he's going to be a part of the team regardless of whether or not it's a long-term contract. And I think even the idea of paying, you know, a bit of a premium isn't off-putting to them, but there's no way that they're going to set a precedent where they're paying like premium plus. They just don't want to do that, and maybe that's where they are. Let's go to Steve in Upper Marlboro. Steve, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Kev, real quick, man, all I want to say, man, as far as the news conference, man, those guys did just was expected. They've been on point. But listen, what I want to say in general, man, we have a whole different management group. These guys got 6 billion reasons to do the right thing. So everybody just needs to relax and allow them to do what they need to do. And they're going to sign Terry. Ain't no doubt in my mind. Terry's going to get signed. But what we don't need to do is trying to create a whole lot of unnecessary pressures. Everybody has their opinion on where this is going to go. They're going to sign Terry. I mean, they have every reason in the world to get that kid signed. So just relax. Everybody just need to relax and quit worrying about Terry. Terry's going to get signed. That's all I have to say, Kev.
All right. From your lips to God's ears, I think it'll happen, too. I feel very confident that it'll happen. I also am, you know, I'm siding with the team or trusting in the team that they're doing the right thing and handling it the right way. I also think those that have reacted over the last month and a half as, oh my God, they're treating him so poorly, I'm really upset. If they don't get him signed to a long-term deal, again, I think that's a long shot. I just don't think that, for me anyway, I can only speak for myself, that it would impact the way I feel right now about Adam Peters, the front office, Dan Quinn, etc. I would trust that they, you know, did the right thing, and perhaps Terry was just asking for something that was beyond what they were willing to do. Paulie, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
L to the W. What's going on, big guy?
What's up?
Listen, man. I heard of a lack of sense of urgency. I heard a little bit of arrogance. And I don't like it. The offseason's over with. Contracts, signing your players, that's for the offseason. Season started today. And we still talking about Terry McLaurin. Like you said, Adam Peters is not going to talk anymore. Dan Quinn will be. He's gonna have to field this question every day. This is an official distraction right now. Now you're talking about premium. I don't see where Terry is trying to break the bank or trying to be the highest paid wide receiver. This deal, if it ever gets done, is going to be a bargain in a year. It's going to be a super bargain in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this man. If you're not going to sign him to a deal, get rid of him. So we can move forward with
Get rid of him? How?
If you're not going
Why?
To sign, I don't know. Listen, if you're not going to sign him.
Because you're afraid of a contract? Of you're a training camp distraction?
Listen, David Aldridge brought up Trent Williams. Was it David Aldridge who brought up Trent Williams? And I started thinking, like, that's right. They did go through the same thing with Trent Williams.
And Brandon Ayuk and Kittle and Bosa. I've mentioned that many times. That was their style in San Francisco.
Me too. And what happened? They all got.
I don't know. They won a lot of hell. They won a hell of a lot of football games.
No,
they were in championship games and in Super Bowls.
Trent Williams. I brought up Trent Williams because I brought up the other guys earlier. I forgot about Trent Williams. Trent Williams got injured. You know why? Because they're older players and they're not getting ready for the season.
Okay.
This is officially not getting ready for the season. We're talking about contract negotiations and training camp starts today.
That's a better answer than your first answer, that it's a distraction.
Sign him.
It's a better answer to say you're concerned that if he doesn't get into camp right away, even though the season actually isn't starting, it starts in early September, but the training camp portion of the season starts now. That's, to me, a reasonable position. I'm concerned he's going to get hurt and have a soft tissue injury because he wasn't here from the jump.
It's not just about getting hurt. It's about preparing for week one without distractions. This is a distraction.
If he comes in a week and a half from now, are you going to be concerned about week one and his preparation?
Dan Quinn, listen, if they get it done in a week and a half from now, you know, it's still going to be a distraction for a week and a half for Dan Quinn.
Okay.
It's a distraction to the team, man. Get this thing done or get him out of here. Let's move forward.
Well, there's no getting him out of here anymore. I got to run. Per usual, you've taken me right through my hard break. There's no getting him out of here anymore. He's under contract. He's going to play for them this year. You can't trade him on July 22nd. You just wouldn't get back enough for him. Ben Standing will jump on with us next. Sorry I missed other calls. We'll certainly have time to get to him later or tomorrow.